Continuing in middle of Os Yud Zayin, page Kuf Lamed Beis, left hand column, almost the middle of the page. V'ze b'chinas mitzvahs mezuzah shehishmir ala bayis. With this, we could understand the concept of putting up a mezuzah, which serves as a protection for the house. In fact, it's brought that one of the configurations of the name of Hashem on a mezuzah, the Shin Dalad Yud, is Shomer Dal Sos Yisrael, that Hashem is the guardian of the doors of the Jewish people. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki ha-mezuzah koivin etz la-pesach she-derech shom nichnosa michutz lefnim. Note, where's the place where you put a mezuzah up? You put it up by the entrance, the place from which you go from inside to outside. That's where the mezuzah goes. V'shom tzrichin shmira gedoyla me-hachitzoinim ha-nechozim b'chutz. And the question is, why is the mezuzah right over there? Because what are you protecting from? You're trying to protect yourself from chutz, from the outside, from the chitzonim, the outside forces which are found outside. That's where they're found. That's their place. Alkein tzrichin likboya mezuzah shom etz la-pesach. That's why the place for the mezuzah is at the entranceway. Ki ha-mezuzah hi bechinas klolias ha-toyra. Because what a mezuzah actually is it's a summary of the entire Torah. Ki nichtovim bo shtei parshiyos, shma v'im shamaya. Because what appears in the mezuzah is two paragraphs. Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'yohavto, that v'yohavto paragraph, and the v'hoyim shamaya. Shehem kabolas oil malchus shamayim v'yoil mitzvois, which represent the two major commitments of a Jew, which are accepting Hashem as king. That's the first paragraph. And the second paragraph is committing oneself to do the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shehem klal kol ha-Torah kula. Those two paragraphs basically sum up a Yid's commitment to the entire Torah. Shaydeze machnien malchus orishoah. And Rabbeinu Zal had explained in that first chapter on the Likutei Moran that the thing that's used to be machnia, the Malchus HaRishoah, is Torah. That by learning Torah b'koyach, a person is machnia, the Malchus HaRishoah. Shehi b'chinas ksilus, which represents foolishness, the Malchus of Klipa, the Malchus of Rishus, represents foolishness. Shemishom achizas kol hachitzoinim umazike alma. And that's the foundation and the source of strength and nourishment for all klipois and all damaging forces in the world. Just like Rabbeinu Zal brings in a chapter in the Likutei Moran where he talks about learning, I think it's Torah Lamed Zion, where he talks about Shlomo HaMelech marrying Bas Paroi. Doesn't matter. And, I'm sorry, Lamed Hay. And there he speaks about the fact that when a person takes something into his head, if a person takes the wrong type of knowledge into his head, that's like digging a hole in his head, where on that hole should be built the city of Rome. He talks about Yorat Gavriel v'Noatz Kona Bayam, and on that Kone was built the large city of Rome, meaning that all the Taivois Rois and Midois Rois, all the bad characteristics and everything, comes from taking in the wrong kind of knowledge, the wrong kind of sechel into the head, or no sechel, either one. Now, as here Rav Nosson Zal is emphasizing that you have this battle between Malchus de Kedusha, Malchus de Klipa, which manifests itself in how a Jew conducts himself in life. That's the Yetzer Toiv and Yetzer Hara battling it out. The Gemara says, if you want to strengthen your Yetzer Toiv, how do you do it? By learning Torah. Because the Torah, the Ksilus, foolishness, is what the Klipois draw their nourishment from, draw their strength to do all kinds of damage, hezek and everything. So therefore, umachnien, umevatlen kulon, umagbiren malchus tigdusha, vezoichen lekasher habayis im kola sheboi, el etzem hapnimis shehu chochmas ha-toyrak doisha, through the mezuzah, by putting up the mezuzah, the person is zoichet to be machnia. The mezuzah represents the commitment to Torah, which is what's machnia and mevatel, all of these klipois, and it strengthens the malchus tikdusha, and it gives the person, it shows that the person is binding his house with everything in it to the pnimius, to what's called pnimius, which is the Torah. Shaydeze, iker tikkun binyan abayis, that's the main tikkun of building a house, of a person building a house. Bebchinas bechochmo yivne bayis. As the pasuk says, that a Jew constructs his house with chochmo. What's the chochmo? The chochmo is the mezuzah. And the mezuzah is placed right at the boundary between chutz and pnim. It's there as a shield to keep out the chutz, to keep out the chitzonim, those klipos, those forces of tumah. And it's used also to show that what's physically pnim, those things that are physically inside the house, that's not enough for me, but rather I want to attach them to what spiritually is called pnim, which is the Torah, the pnimius of life, which is the neshama, the Torah, those things. Ki ha-Torah hi bebechinas bayis, because the Torah is called bayis, bebechinas beis de bereishis. The Torah begins with a big, big beis, which is the letter, the word beis, we pronounce it, the letter beis, we pronounce it like bais. Gam, so we see that the Torah is the bais. The Torah is that pnimius to which you want to attach your physical pnim, your physical apartment, and the things that are in it. Gam tevas bereishis, hu roish bais, kama shikosa b'tikune zohar. The Tikune Zohar says that if you take the word bereishis, you can configure it as two separate words. Beis Yud Tov is Bais, and the remaining letters, Reish Aleph Shin, is Roish, which means Ki Iker Binyan. We want to show that the Bais has to be attached to the Roish. The Bais has to be with Sechel. Ki Iker Binyan HaBais Tzorech Liyos B'Chochmo Shehu HaTorah Shal Yodo Ma'alin U'machnis Na'koil Michutz Lefnim. The main construction of a house has to be through the Torah, because it's the Kesher to Torah that gives a Jew the ability to elevate everything from a status of chutz to a status of pnim, from being considered outside things to being in inside items. Umekashrin kol dovor el asechel vachochma shiyesh boi, and thereby a person is attaching all of his physical objects to the sechel that's in those, to the kedusha that's in those objects, to the service of Hashem that can be performed through those objects. Shehu pnimiyusoi v'chiyusoi. That's the pnimius and chiyus of those items. If a person has a couch, a beautiful couch, you know, that's sitting in some store, not doing anything, and a religious Jew buys this couch, and at the time that he's buying it, what's on his mind? Shabbos. That's my Shabbos couch. During the week, I don't know, so who sits on a couch? Who has time to sit? But on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of oinig Shabbos, the korosol Shabbos oinig, that a Jew is supposed to have pleasure on Shabbos to show that this is Hashem's special day. On Shabbos, I'm going to make it my business to sit on this couch, to feel like a millionaire that I'm sitting on this is my Shabbos couch. And here again, he's attaching it, that's what the mezuzah on the door is a reminder for, that everything that's in this house, that's pnim on a physical level, I want to attach it to the real pnimius. Even though it's physically in the house, it's nonsense. I can bring the bicycle in the house, out of the house. So just by bringing it in the house, it makes it a pnim? That's ridiculous. What makes something a bechin of pnimius is when you attach it to chochma, to sechel, which is the essence of pnimius. That's what's called pnimius. So that where Rabbeinu Zal speaks in Torah Aleph Nikud Imran about looking for the sechel in of every item, which is the chias of that item, and attaching yourself, and thereby attaching yourself to Hashem through that item, this is what he's referring to. He's referring to understanding how to serve Hashem, how to use each item for the service of Hashem, where this object's place is in the Torah. It's a couch. It's not an ordinary couch. This is a couch which, when I bought it, right away I did a mitzvah. I checked the ingredients to see, is it wool and linen? Wanted to make sure, is it kilayim? Maybe the fabric is kilayim. And all the different items of halacha in terms of putting it in a place, not to drag, you know, all the different mitzvahs and averos that could be done with it, that I have in mind at the time that I'm buying it and time I'm using it, that it's purely for Hashem. Each chitzoin item, each gashmi item, I'm looking for its pnimius. I'm looking for how this object can serve Hashem. If it has a purpose in service of Hashem, it belongs in my house. And if it's not serving a purpose of serving Hashem, chas v'shalom, it should be in my house. Here again, people have decisions to make regarding different items. People have different shitos, whether to bring certain books into the house or certain other things into the house. And a person has to stop to think of what is the house. When I talk about bringing it into the house, what am I talking about? The house represents pnimius, that I'm aware that there's these two levels in this world. There's chutz and pnim, and chutz represents the streets. Chutz is a place where it's known that there's tumah and there's kedusha, there's all kinds of stuff. But when we talk about the concept of pnim, inside, there it's a different story. It's a whole, a different level. And there's a different level of beautification that's needed, a different level of awareness of a kesher tashem that's needed. Ki ikar binyan abayis rochel yisbechol chmashu ha-Torah. Right. Nimtza. Rav Nosson Zal says, therefore we see, shehamezuzah hi bechinas hisgabrus malchus tigdusha. That the mezuzah represents this miniature Sefer Torah that's being used to strengthen the kingdom of Kedusha over the kingdom of the Sitra Achra. That's the terminology that Rav Nosson uses in that first chapter in Likutei Moran. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chein iso b'ksovim, and this is why you'll understand why it's written in the writings of the Arizal, Shemezuzah b'gimatria aleph dalet nun yud. The word mezuzah is bigimatria, Hashem's name of malchus, of kingdom. Shehi shemagbirin al malchus harishor. That represents our trying to strengthen the malchus digdusha over the malchus of rishor. Shehi bechinas ksilus, which represents foolishness. Right. Bechinas shemagbirin. Shehi shemagbirin al malchus harishor shemanas ksilus pinas malchus digdusha kiyadua. That we're strengthening the malchus digdusha over the malchus harishor. Through what? Through the Torah. We're using the Torah to do it. Because the Gemara says, Impoga b'cha menuvel zeh, if this disgusting Yetzahara comes to attack you, how do you get rid of him? Mashichei lebeis ha-medrash. Take him to the Beis Medrash. Go learn, because learning Torah is an antidote for the Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is the symbol of Malchus de Klipa, Malchus HaRishor. The antidote to him is the Torah. The mezuzah represents the Torah. That's why it's written in the Zohar Kodesh. It says that if you look in the Chumash, the word mezuzah is not... Continuing in the middle of Hilchas Pikodoyim, Halacha Dalet, at the end of paragraph Yud Zayin. We were saying that that's why the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word mezuzois, as is written throughout the Chumash, is actually the word emes, which is one of the nicknames of the Torah. The Torah's emes hoisa b'fiyu. If you take a look at the word mezuzois, the outer letters are mem and tuf, and the inner letters are Zayin Vov, 7 and 6, and 7 and 6 is 26, 13 and 13, which is the letter Aleph. The letter Aleph, as we usually know it, is a Yud on top, a Vov, that diagonal is a Vov, and a Yud on bottom, Yud, Vov, Yud, which is 26. So that the Zohar HaKadosh says the word Mezuzois is actually the word Emes, in code, in a sense. You follow, you have that mem and tof, and the zayin vov in the middle. That's why, so that the mezuzah is the symbol of emes, which means the symbol of the Torah. The word emes is one of the nicknames of the Torah. That's why you'll find also that when Esav got up, it says when Esav came in after the battle with Nimrod, and he sold the birthright to Yaakov Avinu for the plate of lentils, it says over there, Vayokom, he got up, he finished eating, Vayokom, he got up, Vayelach, he left, and he disgraced the birthright. So it says, Vayochal, Vayesht, Vayokom, Vayelach, Vayiva Sezev Sabchira. So the Medrash has something on each. Why does it tell us he ate? Of course, if he took the lentils, of course he ate it. I didn't think he put it in his shoes. Why does the Torah bother writing it? So the Medrash says he ate without a bracha. He drank without birchas, you know, he didn't say birchas amozoim. He left, Vayelach, he left without kissing the mezuzah. Now the question is, we're talking about Esav Harosha. Why would the Midrash want to make this murderer, this guy who killed P, was a hired killer, thug. The Midrash wants to point out, ooh, you should know he wasn't Hasidish, he didn't kiss the mezuzah. What's the point in saying that? The answer is, the point in saying that is that he was the antithesis of mezuzah. Because emes is the symbol of Yaakov Avinu, titein emes li Yaakov. And Esav is the opposite of mezuzah. Esav is vayiva, is Esav is abchira. When it says that he insulted the birthright, Rabbein Azal explains in the Kutaran that means he insulted chachma. He showed his rejection of sechel, of which the mezuzah is the symbol of. The mezuzah tells us that in the streets, people do all kinds of crazy things. But those, and again, those people that live in the streets are assumed to be people without yeshiva das. It's only a person who has a home. The concept of having a home is having the ability to have yeshiva das, to be able to think clearly. That a quiet, private place where you can think clearly. That's what you need. That's what you need a home for. That's this concept of sechel, the concept of Torah, which the mezuzah is the symbol of. Yeah, the way the Aleph is written in a Sefer Torah, if you look, the top part is shaped like a Yud, and the bottom part is shaped like an upside-down Yud, and that centerpiece that goes on a diagonal is shaped like a Vav. Exactly. That's the word mezuzos. There's at least three formats. One is Yud Vav Yud, one is Yud Vav Dalet, and one is Yud Vav Reish. The Arizal talks about three different configurations and what each one represents. Okay. It's that it's being brought in sort of as a side item a little bit. In other words, Rav Nosson Zal injected, till now he was flowing in his own words, and he's jumping off to the side in a sense to quote something from the Arizal.
The same way we would use it.
Exactly. Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'ze b'chinas u'mochinon le bi'alveso d'chokik ale shemois. If you recall in that first chapter in the Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal talks about a ship and that they saw a wave, big wave coming in the distance to drown the ship, and they were able to subdue the wave using a stick that had on it names of Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that the stick is the Torah. Because when Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave it in the form of tablets, luchos, which the Gemara says were 6 by 6. The dimensions were 6 by 6. And the number 6 in Hebrew is a vav, which is like a stick. It's the shape of a stick. So that's what the Gemara is symbolizing. When it says over there, we were able to subdue that wave using a stick that had names on it, that's another way of saying the Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes it a step further and says, when we talk about the Torah, we're talking about specifically a mezuzah. A mezuzah is shaped like a stick. Ki ha mezuzah hi betzuras makel. A mezuzah is in the form of a stick, v'hi kula shemois hakadoshim. And the mezuzah is loaded with names of Hashem. V'aydezeh machniin haksilus. And Rabbeinu Zal had explained in that chapter in Likutei Moran that when a person gets crazy, there are two ways to subdue the craziness. One way is with a stick. Sometimes when a person gets hysterical, the only way to stop them is to smack them. Give a person a smack in the face, and that stops a hysterical. That gives them the chance to catch themselves and start thinking clearly. Rahmana, sometimes a tragedy hits. A close relative passes away, and somebody in the family gets hysterical. Hysterical means they lose control of their mind and their actions. Sometimes the way to stop that is with a smack. And sometimes, Rahmana Litzlan, when a person suffers from a certain type of craziness, they use an amulet, a kameya, with names of Hashem. So Rabbeinu Zal quotes a medrash where it talks about a king who had a son, a whole story, and there it says that he used these two items to cure him. The stick and the names of Hashem. The stick and the amulet. And Rabbeinu Zal shows in Likutei Moran how the Torah has both of those properties in it. A Jew learning Torah is covering himself on both of those cures for Mishigas. When a person's crazy and he might have to use medication A or medication B, the Torah has both medicines in it. It's represented by the stick, you know, the 6x6, and it has the names of Hashem in it. The Torah is all amulets in the world rolled up into one. Here, Rav Nosson Sal takes it a step further and says if a person wants to bring Sechel into the house, he wants to separate, put up a partition from the craziness in the streets, and he wants his house to be a place of Yishuv Adas, where things are done with Sechel in it, that's what the mezuzah is for. The mezuzah represents the stick and the names of Hashem. That's the cure for all insanity. That's saying that this house is free from insanity. This is how we subdue the craziness, that it shouldn't be able to have any hold in our house. But rather, the house should be protected and have a kiyum, be well established with what? With chokhmah, with sechel, bebechinas bechokhmah yivne bayis. As the pasuk says, that it's chokhmah that builds a house. Look how Rav Nosson Sal gave a perspective on what Shmira is all about. That the whole concept of guarding something, how do you guard? With your eyes open, you know, guarding is done with it. The best way of guarding something is looking at it at all times. Lahavdol, you know, when they talk about a high security prison, when they have a very serious prisoner, they put the guard right in front of it. It's not enough that the guy should be in bars and everything, or he needs a nuclear bomb to get him out. They put a guard right there to be watching him the whole time, because with your eye, because the Iker Shmira is the Moyach, the Sechel, the Das. To the extent that there's Das, to that extent, something is being guarded or protected or watched. And again, the Das in the house, in the Mechitza that separates from the Das and Ksilos in the house, is that border, that mezuzah in the doorway. Interesting that we saw, so we just learned today in the Mishnayos, in the Masechet Pesachim, where it was talking about taking, let's say, the Korban Pesach, you're now allowed to take it outside of Yerushalayim. So they said, what's considered the border of Yerushalayim? So there were four opinions of the Rishonim, the Rav and Rashi, and this, four different opinions as to what it is, but it was all basically the mezuzah area of the you know, where a door closes, you know, the door to the gates that open to Yerushalayim, the wall of the city. That it was basically the area where the mezuzah is, that's considered the boundary, where if the meat to the Korban Pesach goes out of there, it went chutz lamokoyim. You know, it, you have to burn it already. And if it's inside of there, it's safe. Now Rav Nosson Sal says, v'zeh shenismach leman yirbu yameichem leposik uchsavtom al mezuzos. Now you could understand why these two items that seem unrelated are put right next to each other. The mitzvah, the instruction to write to have a mezuzah, and Hashem's bracha for long life. Laman yirbu yameichem b'yamei b'neichem. Ki al yedei ha-mezuzah nimshach chayim va'arichus yomim. The mezuzah is what brings long life and long life. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, that the word mezuzos is the letters zoz mova, zoz moves. It eliminates death. Ki ikar hachayim al yedei shemekashrim hadovor l'sharoshoi. Because the main concept of something being alive is where it's attached to its roots. Shehu hachochma, Rachmon Hassan, a Jew. When we talk about a Jewish neshama being alive, it's if it's attached to its roots, to its family, to its heritage. The moment it wanders away from its roots, a yid drifts away from his roots, even though he's physically living and everything, but he's eating treif, he's not connected to Yiddishkeit, he's spiritually dead. It's a walking corpse, that kind of thing. So here Rav Nosson Sal says, Ki ikar hachayim al yedei shemekashrim hadovo l'sharosho yishu hachochmo shehu chiyusoy upnimiyusoy. The main concept of something being alive, from our perspective, is only when the item is attached to its origin, which is to its foundation, which is chochma, which is the life and the inner essence of every item. Kama Shekosuv, as the pasuk says, Hachochma Techaya. Chochma is what gives life. Al kein al yidei hamezuzah shekoyven etzel pesach habayis, through the mezuzah that's put up in the entrance of the house, shaydezeh yecholin lahachnis michutz lepnim, that's what gives us the ability to transfer items from a status of outside to a status of inside, ulekasher hakoil el hachochmo kanal, and to see to it that every single item that's brought into the house has sechel in it and can be used in an intelligent way. That concept. So if that's what the mezuzah represents, if the mezuzah represents the difference between chutz and pnim, and it represents bringing everything into chochma, into sechel, which is the life of everything, hachochma techaya, now you can understand why we say that the mitzvah of mezuzah gives life. Kimishom ikar hachayim kanal, because it's from chochma, from sechel, that's the main source of the life of the person, the nervous system, to the extent that the nervous system is functioning, brain dead, that concept in terms of really being alive. This is why the Gemara says, when it talks about the women being obligated in the mitzvah of mezuzah also, how does the Gemara learn it out? The Gemara says, because it says in the Pasuk, right after Uchsavtem al mezuzah, it says, Leman yirbu yamechem, that you should live a long life. So the Gemara says, Gavra boichai, nashi loy boichai? Men need long life and women don't need long life. Women also need long life. So if mezuzah gives long life, if that's how the Torah describes mezuzah as longevity of life, obviously it applies to women the same way as it applies to men. Bitmiya. The Gemara says this in a questioning way. Hainu, ki ikara chayim hu chibur haguf v'hanefesh. Rav Nosson Zal says the main thing that keeps a person alive is the kesher between the body and the neshama. V'alkein ikara chayim be'emes hu kshemekashrim achitzoynis alapnimis shem b'chines guf v'nefesh shezeh b'chines mezuzah kanal. Therefore, the main concept of something being alive is when the person takes the chitzoynis and the pnimis and he's mekasher them, he binds them together properly, when the guf and the neshama are working together. Vaideze ikar hashmira, and that's the main protection, when the chutz and pnim are locked together properly. V'alkein shomor hu bechinas nukva bechinas malchus kanal. That's why we said earlier that the term shomor represents female, feminine, the concept of malchus. As we learned earlier, zochor es yom ha-shabbos lekadshoy and shomor es yom ha-shabbos. Zochor is miloshen zochor. Shomor is a concept of the opposite of zochor, nekeva. Zochor means mitzvois asei, which the men are more required to do. Shomer is the mitzvah loisase, in which women and men are equal. Women are obligated to all mitzvahs loisase the same way a man is. Kishom ikra shmira, because it's when it comes to women, when it comes to the concept of women or nukva or malchus, that's where you need the greatest protection. Kishom tzrichen lishmor atzmoi biyoser me'achizas hachitzoinim shem sitra demoisa, because that's where a person has to guard himself most from the Yetzirah latching on, or the Klipos latching on. Kiheim Almo de Pruda, because one of the nicknames of the Yetzirah in the Sitrachra is Almo de Pruda, the world of separation. That's what the Yetzirah represents. Pirud, when things are not lack of unity, disunity, lack of harmony. Sheroitzim Lahafrid Bein Apnimius Bein Achitzonius. The Yetzirah, the Malach HaMavis, his job is to cut the connection between the pnimius and the chitzonius, the neshama and the guf. He cuts the thread that's holding them together. Shem b'chinas guf v'nefesh. Al kein hizroi son Hashem yisborach moed al shmiras ha-toira. That's why Hashem warns us very much about shmiras ha-toira, guarding the Torah, watching the Torah. Kama shekosu v'nishmartem mo'od l'nafshay sechem. Watch yourselves very carefully. Ki hi chayechem, because the Torah is your life. Ki ikra chayim al yidei Torah shal yodo mekashrim achitzoinis alapnimis. The main source of life of a person is the Torah, which is what enables a person to be mekasher v'chitzoinis and pnimis. Note, the mezuzah is the bridge between chutz and pnim. The Torah is what's mekasher the chutz and pnim, the neshama and the guf. A Jew who's not religious his neshama and guf have no kesher. The guf is eating treif. The guf is walking, you know, in one direction, and the neshama is in a different direction. They're not attached at all. A religious Jew, the Torah is what's forcing the body and soul to be working in sync, perfectly together, where they're both, you know, on the same track, exactly. Shezeh ikar hachayim. That's what's called real living, when the chitzonius and pnimius are attached properly through the Torah. V'zeh b'chinas re'ei chayim im ho'isha. This is why there's a pasuk that says that enjoy life with the woman that you like. Re'ei chayim im ho'isha asher ahavto. Ki shom ikar ho'azhoro lahamshich chayim l'shom. Why does Hashem say live with the woman? The answer is because that's where there's the greatest danger. When it comes to a man's kesher with women, that's the greatest place of danger for death to get involved. Death being the sitrachra, the yetzahara, which is the malach hamavos. It's one angel. When it comes, because woman is malchus, and because woman is the closest thing to the klipos, to the sitrachra, when the snake wanted to get at Adam HaRishon, he knew there was no way in the world for him to approach Adam Rishon, because he'd have to yell, you know, 100 miles to reach him. Because man is far away from the Sitra Achra. Man represents Das, Chochma, Seichel, Vayeda Adam Eschava Ishtoi. Whereas female represents Malchus. She represents the sphere of Malchus, which is the lowest one, which is the closest one to the Sitra, to the Tumah, to the levels of Tumah. And therefore, that's the one that it's easiest for the Satan to latch onto, to communicate with, and to grab hold of. That's why the pasuk warns, Re'ei Chayim Imoisha. Make sure that your kesher with the woman is for life, and not the opposite, Chas V'Shalom. Machmas Shehi Smucholahem. Because the woman is very close to the klipos, to the Sitra Achra. It's very possible why this is why in many cases, not in all cases, there's a minority of people, I would assume it's a minority, that are zoicha, that the wife, not only isn't she an obstacle, but she's the one that encourages him to be frum, and she's the one she's the crown on his head, like the Zohar Kodesh says, Eishes Chayil Ateres Baalo. But that's a chiddush. Unfortunately, it would seem that the norm is it's more easy for the woman to be influenced by the pull, by the attraction of chitzonius, gashmius number one, or bechlal, the advice of the sitra achra. And it was very often when the satan wants to pull a man away from Torah, or away from the tzaddik, or how's the Yetzirah do it? Through the wife, or through women. Why? Again, not because women are bad, but because women's place within the spheros, within the midos of Hashem, they represent malchus, which is easier accessibility for the Yetzirah, for the sitra achra, than his accessibility to the man. Because tzniut means protection, putting a wall around herself to protect her from those guys that are right near her. Al kein tzrichen lishmar atzmoy ma'oid al pi ha'Torah liroi schaim im ho'isha daiko. This is why a person has to watch himself very carefully through the, watch himself with what? With Torah, to build a life with a woman, to live with a woman via the Torah. Ki ze ikar ha'chaim. That's really called living. Ki shemekashren umalen b'chinas isho, shi b'chinas guf, b'chinas chitzonius, when the person takes the woman, who generally represents the body, the gashmius, she's the one who's responsible for the physical needs of the children and husband, more so, usually. So she's the one who represents guf, she's the one who represents chitzonius. When the person is zoicha to take that and attach it to pnimius, to chochma, to Torah, that's called real living. This is why the Gemara makes this what statement, this shocked statement regarding mezuzah. Gavri boy chai, nashi loy boy chai? Men need to live and women don't need to live? That seems to imply, David Moshe's famous word, Kal V'Chomer, that if man lives needs to live, then woman of course needs to live. Haloi Adarabba, Ikra Chaim Tzrichen Laham Shechshom Daika. The main place we have to be shoving life in, you know, knows working on a 24-hour respirator, is by the woman. Bibchinas Re'e Chaim Im Hoisha, as the Pasuk warns, you know, live with the woman. In other words, she's the one who's closest to death. She's the one who's closest to the klipos in terms of her place within the structure of kedusha. Chochma Chesed Gvura Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisod Malchus, and then the, you know, the basement. Then the klipos. She's the one that's closest there. Therefore, you have to be constantly looking to shine Torah into there, to shine life into there, in order that Chasrom she shouldn't get chopped up very easily by the klipos and everything which have easiest access to her. And again, this is the concept of the mezuzah, that the mezuzah is not on the Sfarim, the mezuzah is right at the entrance. The entrance is the Malchus. The Zohar HaKadosh says that we say, Pischuli Shari Tzedek, Hashem, open up for me the gates of righteousness. I'll enter in there and I'll praise Hashem. What the gates means literally where you come into the kedusha. The Zohar Kodesh says. Then it says Ze Hashar Lashem Tzadikim Yovoi Yovoi. What's the gateway that leads to Hashem? The Zohar Kodesh says the word Hashar is the letters Hoeser. These referring to the 10 spheroids. Ze ho eser l'Hashem tzadikim yavoy yavoy. That these 10 spheroids, these 10 midos of Hashem, through them tzadikim come close to Hashem. What's step one? Step one is the Malchus. The Shar, the entranceway, is the Malchus. That's where the mezuzah has to be. That's where the Torah has to be. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about educating the Yidden by Matan Torah, teach the women and then teach the men, because they're the ones that are closest to Moves. They're the ones that are closest to the Sitra Achra. There's an extra azhara of Nashi Loiboy Chaya. They need life even more. They need Torah even more than men, in a certain sense. This doesn't mean that they're the ones that are supposed to be learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, you know. It means within their branch, within Yira Shemayim, which is the most important aspect of Torah, their need for it is more critical in many ways than the man's.
So the Zohar Chaim brings down the speaking in Zohar Kodesh. In the Zohar Kodesh, it's in Zohar Chaim, it's Perish and Chumash. He said when before Mashiach comes, he says, I mean, and when Mashiach comes, the women will be learning Torah much, much stronger.
Could be. The Arizal says in one place that the women of these generations, these last generations closest to the coming of Moshiach, are the same women that were present at Yitzias Mitzrayim. And because they were heroes, they were the real heroes at that time. The Gemara writes about them, the support that they gave their husbands at that time, when the husbands were working in the fields and the Egyptians tried to break them, and the women gave them comfort and solace, you know, all the different things they did. Because of that, in this generation, the Arizal's talking about in the 1500s, he said that the women were stronger in many ways than the men, in terms of their role of, more dominant role of Yiddishkeit than the men.
Is it happening?
To an extent, in many cases.
Might not have to be visible.
Also true, for sure. On the contrary, sometimes the invisible is the more important. Rabbi Nizal talks on the Kutaman about Malchus. Again, he taught the Torah that he said for Shavuos. He says there that every person has an attribute of Malchus. Malchus means kingdom control. But he says that this Malchus is Bizgalia and Bizkasia. There's the revealed Malchus, the revealed control and authority, and the hidden control and authority. And he writes there that sometimes you could have a person who, on a revealed basis, this person controls nothing. This person, you know, is zero melech, and hiddenly, this person is the melech of the world. He's in charge of everything. Just like Rabbi Nizal once said about one of his students, Reb Shmuel Isaac Zal, that no appointeeship is distributed in heaven without his signature. Person will say, this guy, and this person was poor Yiddel, you know, who was in charge of nothing. He wasn't even in charge of his own basement, you would think. And yet Rabbi Nizal testified about him that you should know that no appointeeships in heaven are distributed without his chasima, you know. So here again, we're not talking here about big muscles or this and that. We're talking about Malchus Tikdusha, you know, in a positive way.
Well,
I'm sorry?
You know he didn't know that.
Who said he didn't? I don't know that he didn't know about it. Where I don't know. It? Could be he did know about it. I don't know.
There are times it's written where those that are big and well respected down here are
small over there, exactly.
And vice versa.
Exactly.
There's small nothings down here.
Exactly.
It's major authorities.
Excuse me, that I didn't know if that the man, I don't know, I heard that, excuse me, I did understand that the man, the woman is real affection of the man, and if the, according to how the man acts, is how the woman behaves, and if he wants him to, if he doesn't act properly, then the woman becomes a door for him to fall into sleep, but if he acts properly, his woman reflects what he does, so it's really, all falls on the man, the yetzira and all this. It's not really in the hands of the woman, it's not upon the man.
Yes, yes and no. You mean, she's Malchus, we say she's Malchus is nothing. The less Lomigan, the
more. He controls it.
To an extent. Although, again, look in real life. How sometimes it looks like there's no kesher or no control, you know, to the extent that there's an achdus between the two. It's a concept of a ship and a captain where the ship, sometimes the captain is in control of the ship, and sometimes the ship is going where the captain isn't in control, and it's going at, you know, in all kinds of crazy directions.
But generally speaking, the woman is, since she's malchus, she doesn't really have an independent opinion. And doesn't behave properly, behaving incorrectly. He lets her do what she wants, and the ship falls down because the captain's not in control. Generally,
is it true though the man is not showing? The woman is not showing?
I would think so. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'alkein Yaakov Avinu chuchroch liyos shomer etzel lavon." Based on this, we can understand why Yaakov Avinu had to be a watchman. By Lavan, he watched his sheep. That's the wording that's used in the Torah. And that was what resulted in his getting his zivug, Rochel and Leah, Shehi Yiras Hashem, which is the concept of Isha Yiras Hashem, the truly religious woman. As is written clearly in a pasuk, Vayavo Yisrael Beisha. Ubeisha Shamor, that Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, worked for a woman, and for a woman he watched. The word Shamor means to watch or to wait for. That's the word Shmira that's used. Rav Nosson Zal explains. Ki Yaakov borach me'esov machma shelokach mimenu b'chochmosoy habchoyro v'habrocha. Yaakov Avinu was forced to run away from Esav because Yaakov Avinu, with his great sechel, succeeded in taking away from Esav both the Bechira, the birthright, and the Bracha, the blessing. Kamesha Kosov, as is written, Vayakveni ze pamayim, he tricked me two times. The Targum Unkelus Vachakmeni, the Targum on the word Vayakveni is Vachakmeni, he outsmarted me. This wasn't trickery, thievery, this was using Sechel. Because Rabbi Nizal writes in that chapter that the term Bechira, birthright, is synonymous with Sechel, because there's a pasuk, Reishis Chachma. Chachma is number one. Birthright means the one that's the number one child, the first child. Chachma is the first sphera. Ki Esav bizo esabchira shia Sechel. Esav was the one who insulted the birthright, which is Sechel, umechoro bishvil taiva sachila, and he sold it for a plate of soup, because he was hungry, because he wanted some food, he was willing to throw it away. As the pasuk says, ki lo yachboitz ksil bisvuna, a fool doesn't want Sechel. Ki lo yhemin sheyesh b'chol dover pnimius, shehi ikar chiyusoi, utzrichan akasher kol dover l'sharoshoi, shaydezer zoichan l'chaim nitzchim. Esav was the one who refused to believe and accept that every single item in this world has a pnimius to it, has something deeper to it, a sechel to it, and by attaching myself to the sechel in that item, I'm attaching that item to its origin, and I can be zeche to olam haba through that item. For example, if two people eat a meal, the Gemara gives an example, two people sit down to eat a meal on Erev Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah, Suda Masekis. Both are eating the same exact plate of food. One is getting mitzvah, and one is getting a stomach ache, or a full stomach, you know. The one who has in mind that I'm eating this because Hashem said to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, that one is getting mitzvah. To him, it's not just the food, it's not the bread and the this. He sees a pnimius. He sees that this bread has a potential to serve Hashem. That if I eat this same bread tomorrow, or yes, tomorrow, it's death penalty. And eating it today, there's a chokhmah, there's a sechel with which Hashem designed the world and designed the calendar and gave us a mitzvah today of eating bread.
Wasn't void of seeing the significance. He seemed to comprehend that he was shut out.
Yes and no. On one hand, same thing to an extent with every Russia. A person that's non-religious knows that they're shut out of a certain, you know, boundary. But yet the person says, I'm not interested. I reject that. I prefer my freedom. I prefer my this. I prefer my, you know. Vehu loy hem in bozeh. And Esav did not believe in this concept of a pnimius, that there's a depth to everything. There's a spiritual purpose to everything. V'alkein omar hine yonechi hoylech lomus v'lomazeli b'chayra. That's why his response to Yaakov Avinu was, I'm going to be dying anyway. What do I need birthright for? What's implied in that? Ki loy bochar b'chayim. He showed that he was rejecting life. Va'omar shehu hoylech lomus. I'm headed for death. That's the street I'm going down. Ki hu me alma de pruda. Esav represents the Olam HaPira, the place of disunity. Shehu sitra de moisa, which is the place, the side of death. Ve'enoy mamin b'chayim amitim. He does not believe in the true life. Sheyecholin l'kasher kol davar l'sharoshay. That a person has the ability to connect everything to Hashem, to its origin. Shehu ikar hachayim lo netzach, which is the main concept of eternal life. When we talk about Olam Haba, that's going to be the place where everything is going to be perfectly plugged into Hashem. In the world that we live in now, it seems as if there's a lot of stuff that's unrelated to Hashem. Then it's going to be, we're going to have a reach a total awareness of how well everything is plugged into Hashem. That's why Esav insulted the b'chayra, shehi avoidosei shamokim, the b'chayra, which means the service of Hashem. The b'chayrim were the ones who served in the Beis HaMikdosh. Shehoisa b'tchila b'chayrois. We know that originally they were the ones to do the work in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdosh, the firstborn. Ki al yidei hakorbonois, Mekashrin umalin hakoyel sharoshoi, because the purpose of korbonos, the purpose of bringing animal sacrifices, is to attach and elevate everything to its place of origin. V'al shem ze nikra korban kiyodua. That's why the Sfarim explained the word korban is used. Korban means lekarev, to bring close. What does it do? It brings close. We're taking something. In other words, a Jew does an avera. Chas v'shalom. A Jew commits a sin. We say that he behaved like a behemoth. If he behaved like a behemoth, then he has no place with Hashem. He's out. He belongs in the barn. What do we do to atone for it? We take a behemoth and bring it into the Beis HaMikdosh. Hey, that's a chiddush. Suddenly I see that just because I'm a behemoth doesn't mean that I have no place with Hashem. There is a possibility of even a behemoth being brought close to Hashem. So I, who did an Aveira, I did a Maisa Behema, I see that I can come close to Hashem. How? With the help of the Kohen, the Tzaddik. Kohen is the symbol of the Tzaddik Emes. By going into a place of Kiddusha, the Beis HaMikdosh, a shul, a place of learning, I, the Behema, have the ability of getting a tikkun. So that's why the word Korban is used, Miloshen Lekarev. Korban represents an item that's Mekasher, a Gashmi, a super Gashmi item, a Behema, to its shoresh, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're taking extreme example, extreme opposite, and showing its closeness to Hashem. V'hu Kof Arboze, whereas Esav HaRosho rejected this, he denied this. V'omar Shehu Hoylech Lomus, he said, I'm going to die anyway. He didn't see any concept of an eternity or any concept of something deeper than the physical life. Kiloyhem and Bechaim Nitzchim, he didn't believe in any eternal life. Ki Yaakov bechinas klal Yisrael ma'aminim she'ikra chayim hu lo'osid she'nizke l'chayim nitzchim o'idei ha'toyra v'amitzvois. Yaakov Avinu, who represents the Jewish people, believes that the main life is the future life, the life in Olam Haba, the eternal life, which is something that a person gets through only through Torah and mitzvois. Shaydeze mekashrin hakoil l'sharosha. By studying the Torah and doing its mitzvos, a person is able to elevate all items to their origin, shehu ikar hachayim lo netzach, which is the main concept of eternal life. Because the place of eternal life, Olam Haba, is a place where everything, where there's total unity, perfection of unity. Bayoyim hahu yihyeh Hashem echod u'shmo echod, we say, right? What does that mean? Hashem represents the pnimius. The name of Hashem represents, in a sense, the chitzonius, the malchus, those things. In the future, it's all going to be achdus, one. The Jews try, through Torah and mitzvos, to show that achdus to today. To show that it's not that food is something that has nothing to do with Hashem. On the contrary, from the moment I plant it, till after I finish eating it, every step of the way, it's attached to Hashem. Every step of the way, there's a kesher between the guf and the neshama. Aval Esav lo yehemin boze, v'omar shehoylech lomus misoy lomus. Esav didn't believe in all of this, and therefore he said, I'm going to die, meaning that death is final. V'lomos eli b'choyres. So what do I need this birthright? Shehu b'chinas ha-sechel, b'chinas avoydes ha-krobonois, l'kashra ha-koyle sh'roshoy. What do I need sechel for? What do I need birthright? Why do I need to serve Hashem? The b'choyrim represent the ones who served Hashem. What do I need that for? Ki kofar boze machmas taivas liboy. What caused him to reject that? His own desire to fulfill, his own personal desire for pleasure. Ki lo yachboitz ksil besvuna, because a fool isn't interested in sechel. V'al kein omar Yaakov, that's why Yaakov Avinu said to him, michro chayoim es b'choyros choli. Sell me your birthright today, because he wanted to detach Esav completely from the sechel, move him out of it completely. Va'oz zoiche Yaakov lebchoyre shu asechel, which would give Yaakov Avinu the opportunity to take over that item completely, this birthright, which means the sechel. V'achar kach lokach mimenu gam habrocha. And once Yaakov Avinu achieved that, he went a step further and succeeded in taking away the blessings from Esav that might have been routed his way. He took that away too. V'al kein choro li Esav moed. And for this reason, Esav got very angry. V'omar hachi koro shmo Yaakov. Imagine, he's called Yaakov because that's what he is. He's a trickster. Yaakov Avinu means tricks. As b'chayrosi lokach, he took away my birthright. V'hine ato lokach birchosi, and now he took my blessings away. Ki Esav sovar shehu mochar habchayro liYaakov shu asechel, v'hu yikach liatzmoi habrocha begashmius shehu kol ho ashirus v'achilishtia. Esav thought that you can separate these two things: that there's religion, and there's gashmius. And I have the option of rejecting religion, saying, the birthright? No thanks. Let the Jews get stuck with that. What is the birthright? The one, service of Hashem. Because the Bechirim were the one who were like the Kohanim. That, let the Jews get stuck with. I'll take the bracha. I'll take the dew and the plants and, you know, all the blessings. Avol be'emes hakoil shayach liYaakov. Whereas the truth is, all of this belongs and is most appropriate for Yaakov Avinu. Ki ikar hachius shel kol hashirus v'chol advarim sheboilam hu rak me'asechel v'achochma. Because the main energy and source of life of all the gashmius, the wealth of this world and everything, is sechel. It's not something that there's sechel and there's gashmius and the two have nothing to do with each other. What keeps the gashmius, the foundation, the source of the gashmius, is Sechel. Umeachar sheYaakov zocho lahachochma, and therefore since Yaakov Avinu was zocho to the seichel the chochma, shehi ikar hachius, which is the main source of life, we mentioned before hachochma techaya boleho, bevaday magia loy memela. Then it's a logical progression. If he's got the sechel, he's got to get, then the brachas and the wealth and everything comes from there. That's where it all comes from. Ki hasus tofel l'roichev. Because the horse is subservient to the rider. When you talk about the body and the neshama, the Zohar HaKadosh compares them to a horse. The body is like the horse, and the neshama is the rider. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, therefore, make sure you don't get it upside down. Make sure you don't let the physical desires control the neshama, because picture what a scene that is, the horse trying to climb on the rider. The only normal shalom peace between them is where the rider is on top, where the neshama is on top. So therefore, the one who has the sechel, he's got the rider, he's got the horse also. V'alkein be'emes Omar Yitzchak gam boruch yihyeh. That's why Yitzchak Avinu said to Esav in the end, you should also be blessed. U'kamay shepirish Rashi shom shehoye Yitzchak choreid ad shomar lo Esav shalokem yonah abchayro oz Omar imkein kedin berachti oisai gam boruch yihyeh. I'm sorry. Oh yeah, I made a mistake. When Yitzchak Avinu said Gam Boruch Yihyeh, he was referring to Yaakov Avinu. This is talking about when Esav came in and said, Daddy, can I have the brachas? And Yitzchak Avinu said, Oh yeah. It says he got petrified. He said some other guy came in here and he took the and he took the blessings and he took everything and let him also be blessed. Yitzchak Avinu added that words, and let him also be blessed, referring to Yaakov Avinu. What did he mean by that? Rav Nosson Zal explains, Hainu, that Rashi says over there that Yitzchak was implying that this wasn't illegitimate. If it would have been illegitimate, Yitzchak Avinu would have said, I take back every word I said. And he didn't say that. He said, Gam Boruch Yihyeh, implying probably he deserved it. Probably if he got the blessings, probably Hashem understood that he deserved it. Ozomar imkein kedin beirachti oisoy. That's when Esav, because when Esav revealed to, when Esav said to him, that rat, first he took away the birthright, and now he took away my brachas? And that was when Yitzchak Avinu said, Gam Boruch Yihyeh. You know what? Then let him be blessed. Why was Yitzchak Avinu was saying it in response to what Esav said. When Esav told him that Yaakov Avinu had chosen the birthright, that Yaakov Avinu had gone after the birthright, and that Esav was willing to give that away, and Yaakov Avinu was willing to pay any price to get it, if Yaakov Avinu wants the sechel, then obviously the gashmius goes to him also. For sure the blessings go to him also. Hainu, once Yaakov Avinu succeeded in taking the sechel, the birthright, for sure he's the one who deserves all the physical blessings. Ki hagashmius tofel ubotel el haruchnius, because the gashmius is secondary and subservient to the ruchnius. Shehu hachius shel kol dover, which is the life of everything. The life, the battery, the source is the ruchnius. This is why, on one hand, when Rabbi Nizal speaks about tefillah, his hispoidedus, and Rabbi Nizal tells us a Jew is supposed to daven for everything. A Jew is supposed to daven for shoelaces. A Jew is supposed to daven when he's knocking with a hammer that he should hit the nail, it shouldn't hit his finger. And yet, if a person is davening for gashmius, a person has a choice of davening for gashmius or ruchnius, a person has to know that between the two, the ruchnius is koilel the gashmius. If a person is davening for sechel, automatically, if that person is going to be zeche to sechel, that's the guy who Hashem is going to give money to and this and that. Because which nut will take money, take brachas and everything, and put it in the hands of an imbecile? You do more damage.
So
that kind of thing.
Go and suggest to a Yid to go and daven for his panos and daven for his winter coat and daven for his...
Because there's very, very few Yidden that are capable of applying themselves totally to Ruchnius, you know, to davening just for Ruchnius, etc. It's a very high level to be able to do that and to see things in that kind of light. Therefore, we say that in order for us to be able to make use of 60 minutes of Hespoidedus and other things, we daven also for the Gashmius and everything, and especially since in a certain way our Gashmius is Ruchnius also. A Jew who's religious, who shomer Shabbos and sends kids to yeshiva, that when he's asking for Gashmius, there ain't no such thing as Gashmius in his life. His money, the Meiser, goes to support learning, and it's paying for tuition for kids, and it's buying challahs for Shabbos, and it's mitzvahs left and right. You know, there's very little pure Gashmius in a religious Jew's life, you know, whatsoever. Ve'oz borach Yaakov el-Lovon likach isha mishon. And then after this whole incident with Esav, that's when Yaakov Avinu ran away to Lavan to take a wife. Ve'shomar est soinoi bishvil Yaakov achar shezochel habchoyro ve'habrocho. Because Yaakov Avinu, once he was zeichet to the birthright plus the blessings, avol ro she'adayin hu milchama gedoilo bekasher shneyam yachtov tomid. And despite that, he saw that there's a whole major avoida to attach these two together. How do you work with both of these together? The sechel, the ruchnius, and the gashmius. She'kasher tomid hachitzonius elapnimius. How do you merge these two together and coordinate them? V'alkein holach tchilo lebeis shem vaver. Therefore, step one was he went to the yeshiva of shem vaver. V'osach shom batoiro yud dalid shonon. He spent 14 years learning. Because we learned before, the main thing that teaches a person how to unify and coordinate the neshama and the body, the husband and wife, the ruchnius and gashmius, is the Torah. And when he left the yeshiva of Shem Vever, that's when he arrived at that ultimate place, the site of the Beis HaMikdosh. The place from which all sacrifices are brought. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where we take all Gashmius items and elevate them to their source, Tashem. Rav Nosson Zal shows in one place in Likutei Halachos, I think, or in Yemei Atlois, he writes about it, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he went into the Kodesh Kadoshim, took every single level of creation, Doimim, Tzomeach, Chai, Medaber, and elevated it all to Hashem. In the Beis Mikdash, you had humans, Kohanim, Levim, you had Chai, animals, the Korbonos, you had Tzomeach, the spices, the Ketores, which came from all kinds of plants, you know, and things like that, and the Doimim, which was salt, Al Kol Korbon Chatakriv Melech, or the offer of the Soita, you know, certain other things like that, where the Beis HaMikdash was a place where they showed that you could take all levels of creation, Begashmius, and elevate them all to their source, which is Tashem. Vishom Ikara Hahiskashrus Valias Kolad Vorem Lesharoshim Kidua. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where everything, where the Kesher is made from all things, the lowest and the highest. V'alkein Ro'oshom Sulam. This is why, what did they show Yaakov Avinu in his dream? He was shown a ladder. Shmutza Vortza, a ladder which is, its feet are on the ground. V'roishoy magia da shemaima. And the top of the ladder reaches up to the heavens. Hainu shero sheho odom v'chol hatoliboy v'nilveilov hakoil b'b'china sula mutza Vortza v'roish magia shemaima. He was shown that man and all of man's accessories are all a concept of a ladder. That's a stairway to heaven, in a sense. Its feet are on the ground, and its top is all the way up in the heavens. Ki kol dovor yesh lo shoyrish lamala. Every single item on earth, gashmius, has its heavenly source. Just like the Gemara says, that there isn't a single blade of grass in this world that grows without having an angel strike it and tell it to grow. So we see the grass, you say blade of grass is like the most simple thing imaginable. No, it's not simple at all. This blade of grass has an angel designated for it. V'yafal pi shebekan hadovar mutzavartza. Despite the fact that the item, as it appears in this world, is on the ground, Ki melubosh ba'artzius v'gashmius. When it says mutzav orza, it's in a state of artzius. It's in a state of gashmius in this world. Avol roishoy magia hashamayma. However, its head, its source is up in the heavens. Ki yesh boi chochma v'sechel. V'roishoy magia hashamayma. The roish, the sechel of this item, reaches up to the heavens. Shehu bechinas roish shemigad l'shamayim l'mala mala. Utzrichem l'kashir akuel b'sharoshoy. And a Jew's mission is to take the object, the physical object, and attach it to its source by saying Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Borei Pri Adama on this cucumber. So it's not just a piece of earth, a clod of earth anymore. It's not just something that came from the ground anymore. We were makasher this piece of earth. We were makasher this vegetable to Hashem. We said that there's Hashem in it. V'alkein huvtacho zal hashmira. And this is why Hashem promised Yaakov Avinu at the time that Hashem would watch over him. Note that word. Hashem said, I'm going to be with you and I'm going to watch over you. Because we learned earlier that when it comes to attaching chitzonius to pnimius, that's where you need the greatest shmira. That's because chitzonius is the place of the klipos, and they're dying to get to the pnimius. They're dying to do damage there. And when you want to attach those two, it's a very delicate operation. Va'oz holach lebeis lovon v'nase shomer daiko. And then after Yaakov Avinu received this bracha from Hashem, u'shmarticha, what did Yaakov Avinu do? He went to Lavan and he became a shomer there. He became a watchman. Ki al yidei hashmira sheshomar koroi betachlis hashlemus, by Yaakov Avinu fulfilling his responsibility, his job, to perfection, being a shomer par excellence in how well he watched over those sheep and everything, ay deze tikein bechinas midas hashmira b'sharosha, he made a tikkun for this item of watching in its place of origin, which we learned earlier, that Shmira is Malchus, Shmira is Nukva, it's female, Shmira represented a lot of very important things. Hainu Shezocho Lishmar Kol Chetzei Hoyla Me'achizas Achitzonim. He was given the ability to know how to watch over all objects in this world and protect them from those outside forces, the Tuma, the Klipos. But rather to have the ability to attach all gashmius to the pnimius. And through this he was zochet to his zivug, kamayshikosuf ubeisha shomar, that he watched for his wife. Kihi bebechinas shomar kanal, because the woman is the concept of shomar, as we learned a few days ago. Kishom ikar hashmira kanal, because it's by the woman, which is the symbol of Malchus, the Shechina, she's the one that's closest to the klipos, that's where you need the main shmira. So by Yaakov Avinu undertaking a job to be a shomer for a number of years and fulfilling all of his responsibilities al pi halacha and al pi everything bishleimus, that was his preparation for taking a wife, which is the whole concept of taking this bechina of shmira.